My name is Robert Swan. My main work was an engineer, but through the years and my circumstances, I no longer feel that part of my life. And now I'm in a position of entering a mission work of school ministries attached to the YEMF in Belfast. Before I start my own testimony, I'd like to read three words of scripture from Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he put a new song on my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear it, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. It was 15 years, 8 months, 1 week, and 3 days is what I spent in prison. Like most young lads at that age and time, going back to the late 60s, I lived at Creaky Hill, and I was involved with the Life Boys and the BB since I was 9 years of age until I was 16. When I was 16 and a half, I walked into the Third Alarm Company at the Presbyterian Church and called Billy Sims to the side and Jackie Bell. I reached them a leather belt and said I wasn't coming back again. They literally held me back. They didn't want me to go, but I thought I knew better. Because at that age, I was coming to the senses of learning about the wine, the women, and the song. And I just seen the big open world, and I went for it. I did not know at that time that I was being loved by God's children. They were protecting me against the evils of the world, but I didn't see it at that age. I thought I knew better, and I went for it. 1969, the trouble started in Derry, as most of us know. I was about 18 or 19 at that time, and I just watched the TV and listened to what was happening. The troubles didn't quite come to Larne until about 1970, 71, when the marches were taking place, and people at that time in our town who were looked upon as leaders were asking the young and old alike to defend the cause. Now, that cause at that time was Ulster, and the motive they used was for God and Ulster. Well, I can simply tell you now, it had nothing to do with God. I found that out later. So like most young people, I followed them. And at that time, you could decide yourself what you wanted to join. Well, I joined one of the paramilitaries. And through my actions of the paramilitaries, I ended up in prison on the 8th of February, 1975. And on the 14th of September, 1991, I stepped into freedom. Good Friday has just passed, and I was given my license. So that means that no matter what I do now for the rest of my life, I am under license. They can come and lift me any time they want and put me back into prison. I entered prison that night for doing something that I believed was right. All the actions I had done for that organization, I believed was right for the cause. When I entered prison, I tried to keep that over my heart, the cause. I tried to justify all I'd done by the cause of Ulster. I went into prison and I looked around me, and believe it or believe it not, in prison we set scales and ladders. I'm not as bad as him. I only done this, he done that. But what I was trying to do was trying to keep pulling over my heart the cause. And through prison, I was always challenged. Challenged by the gospel. I laughed at it, but deep down inside, I knew I couldn't justify that laugh. Because I knew what I was hearing was the truth. I had heard about Christ, I had heard about the cross, the blood, the forgiveness, but I couldn't piece it all together. I was taught it at Sunday school, even when I was in prison. J.C. Buick from Creaky Hill Presbyterian Church came into us, all the Larne ones from his congregation. We met in a room, and he talked about the gospel, about God's forgiveness, and yet I still turned away. Through that time in prison, when I was sentenced on the 8th of September in 75, I was sentenced to life imprisonment for murder. I didn't know what faced me, or how I was going to get through that. But I made a vow in prison that Saturday night in Crumlin Road that I would survive that for my family. Not for myself, but for my family. I knew then, as a man, that I deserved to be where I was in Crumlin Road. When that door slammed behind me, I can still hear it slamming to this day. I can still tell you the first meal I had on a tin plate and plastic cups and knives and forks. It was a very, very sudden experience from life to reality, because life, I believe, was outside, and then all of a sudden reality of prison just hit me, and I knew I needed, where I was, I deserved to be there. I still heard the gospel preached through those years in prison, and I was still challenged. And no matter how I tried to change myself to a new person, I took on a role of physical exercises and tried to change the outward self and be a new person outward. But inside, I couldn't handle what was happening in here. Because no matter what I'd done, I couldn't get the peace. And let me say here and say now that this testimony is to glorify God and all He's done for me. But through those years in prison, there's someone else who done every much of that prison sentence as I did. And that person deserves more credit than I ever do. And that's my wife, Bertha. Mm-hmm. Bertha stood by me for those 16 years and waited for me coming out. This testimony is a living testimony to her and to God. While I was in prison, I noticed Christians in prison. And to me, they were bigger than anything else in prison. Because in prison, you must survive. If you don't survive, you go under. And like them lads, they put their heads out in the chopping block and call themselves a Christian. And right away, the eyes of the world looked upon them and says, they're at their work. They're trying to get out early. They're trying to look good in the eyes of the prison. I didn't say that. I looked at them and I says, I want what yous want. But it took me 10 years and 3 days before I made that decision. I've seen Christians in prison being set upon and being hit for no particular reason than just being a Christian. And I was turning around and saying to myself and to the crowd, hit me. But they wouldn't, because I'd hit them back. Because I wasn't a Christian at that time. Yet I was defending what I'd seen in front of me, the light of God. Because they had that something special that I wanted. I was challenged the whole way through my prison sentence by the gospel. Until one brother turned around and said to me, one day, Robert, would you like to meet a friend of mine? I says, who is he? He says, Bobby Wright. And Bobby Wright was a missionary out in Japan for years. He started off in Strabane, had a chemist shop in Carrick and Larnethink, moved to Japan through the war, and just dedicated his whole life to Christ, and he passed away last year. Well, I went down to see Bobby Wright in a visit, and I asked Bobby, Bobby, what's it like outside? He says, I'm not up here to tell you what it's like outside. I'm up here to tell you about Jesus Christ. And I just looked at him and says, well, I walked into that. So Bobby hit me with the gospel there and then. And for 1 year solid, he was up every Monday morning, regular. 80-year-old, heart attack, didn't matter what he had, didn't matter the weather, Bobby was up, bringing the gospel into the prison. So I went in one morning, and Bobby says to me, Robert, what's wrong with you? I said, Bobby, I don't know. He says, well, I'll tell you. You need Christ. And inside 2 minutes, I bowed and cried my beads out unto the Lord. And I accepted Christ as my Saviour on the 11th of February, 1985. 10 years and 3 days into my prison sentence. Now in prison, there's a lot of ones more freer than prison than they are outside. Because in prison, there is still one standing for Christ. They are free in prison. Free inside. Inside their heart, they've been set free. And funny enough, when one goes into prison, you're set free from an awful lot of things. I was one of the lucky ones because I was set free from the troubles. When I went into prison, I was set free from the killing, the bombing and the maiming. And I was one of the lucky ones of the troubles because I come out to pick up the pieces and to walk on. Quite a few haven't. And yet, someone kept saying to me, Robert, why did you become a Christian? And I said, quite simply, because I knew I needed Christ. I knew He could only give me what I was searching for. It was a step in faith. Now, the power of the gospel is something I continually marvel at within myself. Because while I was in prison, I became friendly with a person called Pat. Pat turned out to be the commanding officer of the Provisional IRA in Longcash. Pat came from Cross McLean. When I got saved, about a year later, I was in the hospital wing of the prison, and Pat was lying in bed with a sore back. Now, through situations and circumstances, I should have been nowhere near the prison hospital, because you had to be sick to go to the prison hospital. But I just walked in one day to the doctor and says, "Doctor, I want out of the road. I want to go to the prison for hospital for a couple of days." He says, "What's wrong with you?" "Here's me, nothing." He says, "Right," he says, "I'll let you go for a couple of days rest." So I went to the prison hospital. And it was in that time that Pat was in bed with a sore back. Before I left that hospital, I had prayed over that bed of Pat lying there. 16 years ago, I would have shot him stone dead and thought nothing about it. But yet, the power of Christ permitted me to stand and pray with him and for his family that morning in prison. That's what Christ can do for someone. And there's a lot of young lads still in our town today who are on the fringes of organisations, who are on the fringes of paramilitaries, who think that God and Ulster is the only way in life. Well, I can tell them right now that that is not the way forward for this country. The way forward for this country lies with Christ Jesus. He is the answer. Now, this testimony is not a swipe at any organisation or any people within Larne. This is to glorify Christ, what he can do for each and every one of us. And I can only pray now that in this short testimony, there's an awful lot I could have glorified Christ in, but it's just a short testimony to tell people that Christ can change the lives of anyone in any situation. Your fears, the incidentals of coming to Christ, how can I give this up, how can I stop doing that, don't worry about that, because Christ won't be worrying about that. Christ is just worrying at the moment about your soul. Give your soul to him now and let him take care of the rest after that. So whatever fears you have, leave it and just go to him. I just pray now that God will use everything I've said for his glory, and may others find comfort in it. Amen.